It's time for the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Classic Air Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. Tonight on the Brenham Sports Line, we're talking Brenham Cross Country and Burton Volleyball. Tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. Props going out to Heine Mnuchin, his all-star band, and as always in studio, our Sportsline mascot, Mookie the Rabbit Badger. We bring you another evening of the Brenham Sportsline here on KWHI, brought to you by Classic Hair Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do, and by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins, your local distributor. And we have another week of Sports Talk with a Local Attitude on tap for tonight. And want to welcome you here on KWHI and KWHI.com, as well as our brand new toy, as we are feeding live on our Facebook page, our KWHI Facebook page. So we want to invite everybody, or welcome everybody for joining us here tonight. And of course, we're live on Facebook, so everybody wave. Hi, Mom! But anyway, there you go. Okay. And welcome to the Brenham Sports Line. And we are going to, in the second half of the show, talk Burton Lady Panther Volleyball as they begin the playoffs tomorrow night here on KWHI. Coach Katie Cloud and members of the Lady Panthers are going to be joining us for the second half of the program. First half of the program, we're talking Brenham Cross Country and our good friend Coach Trent Hall with us tonight. And Coach, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
All right. And, of course, you're here with a couple of runners who were a little bit busy this weekend, weren't they?
Right. This is Meredith Clayton and Alexis Ankoviak, both juniors.
All right. And as we said, they were a little bit busy this weekend. What were they doing this weekend?
We had the Region 3 Championship on Saturday in Huntsville.
All right. And if you could, tell us how they did.
We had a pretty good showing. Alexis was 38th, and Meredith finished 4th, and Meredith will be advancing on to the state championship, which is going to be November the 12th in Round Rock.
All right, and let's talk a little bit, first of all, before we get to Alexis and Meredith, let's talk a little bit about the season as a whole. Kind of analyze the season. How do you feel things went this year?
We had a lot of highs, and we had a couple of lows. The district meet was kind of a low for us. The boys missed moving on to the regional meet by 1 point. The girls were even closer than that. They actually tied for third and then lost on the tiebreaker, put us in fourth for the girls as well. So two teams really close to advancing on, but didn't quite get there. And the season had gone really well for the girls. The girls had finished really high in a lot of big meets all season, and the district meet just wasn't our day, and it was unfortunate that it happened at that time. But we did have these two girls advancing on to regionals, which was a plus. And the guys' team came a long ways as the season went on, and they were really close to making it to the next level. But I would say their district meet was a pretty big step up from where they'd been most of the season. So definitely making some progress there. And good thing about both teams is there's only one senior in the whole group, and that's on the girls' side, and there's no seniors on the guys' side.
All right. And talking about the guys, I know we had talked when we had first met earlier this year, you said there were a lot of question marks about the boys' team. And as you said, very happy with the way that they progressed and got better as the season went on.
Right. They worked hard all season. And there's a lot of talent there. They're just young and inexperienced, but they started gaining experience as the as the season went on, and I think they're positioning themselves to be in a good place to really do well in the future. They're kind of clawing their way back to where they need to be.
And as you said, on the girls' team, just one senior, so obviously I would imagine some very high expectations for next year.
Right, yeah. We had high expectations this year, but we know that we get most people coming back, and we should get some help from the junior high bunch when they move up to the freshman class. We'll get a few there. So I really feel like, you know, for the next couple of years, the girls' team is going to do really well as well, and they have the experience.
And you mentioned a lot of highs, a lot of lows. Talk about the highs. What do you think the high points were this year? What were some of the big moments that the team had this year?
The girls' team started off really strong this year. They placed second in the first two meets they went to, which were fairly good-sized meets against 5A and 6A competition. We didn't lose to very many 5A teams this year. You know, there's at most of the meets we went to one or two 6A teams that might finish in front of us, but for the most part, we were up there towards the top, and you know, we beat most of the teams in our district throughout the year. We had that one day at district that it didn't go our way, and we didn't get a chance to move on. But you know, if you looked at where we were throughout most of the season, we had a great shot of advancing to the state meet, and I think we had a team that was poised to do that. And that's going to be one of their goals in the future. And you know, the loss of not advancing on past the district meet is just going to, that'll be the fuel that kind of feeds that fire for the next season.
All right. And, what do you think was kind of the determining factor in district? What do you think was the thing that just kind of went kind of wrong for the team that day?
We just had a couple issues on the team where people weren't 100%, and you know, we didn't have a lot of depth this year. We had a really strong team, but we had I think 12 girls on the team at the district meet, which was actually a step up from part of the rest of the season. So, you know, usually you have people to fall back on because you have some depth. And we were trying to scrape by just to put a JV team together at the district meet. So we didn't have any extra scores on the JV team. We were able to just field five for JV, and we had seven for varsity. So, you know, when you have depth, if somebody's having a bad day, then you have that depth to kind of fill in those gaps and kind of keep you where you need to be. But you know, we're lacking in numbers right now, and we had a lot of talent, and we had girls that were really working hard this year, and I think that's what got us to where we were. But hopefully we'll be building that depth in the future as well.
All right. And Alexis and Meredith got to run in the regional meet. Talk about their preparation for the regional meet.
Well, Alexis and Meredith, they're usually training partners, so they've been working together all year. They've been back and forth in practices, and usually they're pretty close in the meets. And, you know, the regional meet, Alexis was struggling a little bit, but Meredith was able to go ahead and get up there where she needed to be. And Meredith was in the – well, she finished fourth. She was right there in the hunt for even second or third place. It was a pretty close battle right there. And there was one girl that pulled away just a little bit more, but between second to about sixth, they were all really close.
All right. And we're going to talk with Alexis and Meredith when we come back here on the Brenham Sports Line. Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. We're talking Brenham Cubitt Cross Country here on the Sports Line. And we will be back after these words from our Sports Line sponsors.
A Budweiser. America. And Florida Georgia Line.
Budweiser's putting America right on the front of their label this summer.
And that's a pretty powerful thing.
America in my hands is knowing what I want and getting after it. All we ever wanted to do was play music, so we went for it.
America isn't just chasing your dreams, it's doing whatever it takes to make your dreams come true.
That's right. I still remember our first big show. Budweiser's in the air and hearing the crowd sing our song.
Everybody's over, everybody's over, everybody's over, everybody's over.
Still gives me goosebumps.
There's nothing like it. That's when it really feels like America is in my hand.
And when I'm holding an ice cold Budweiser that says America on the front.
That too. Cheers.
This Bud's for you.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mike Hawkins Distributing is your regional Budweiser distributor.
Welcome back to the Rhythm Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. Brought to you by Classic Air Cleaners and Budweiser Mike Hopkins Distributing. And, again, we want to remind you, we're going to be talking Burton Lady Panther Volleyball in the second half of the program. First half of the program, we are talking Brenham Cubett Cross Country, Coach Trenton Hall, and Alexis Ankoviak and Meredith Clayton from the Cubett Cross Country team, who got to compete in regionals. And let's start out with Alexis. And first of all, thanks for being here tonight.
Thanks for having me.
All right. And if you could, talk a little bit about the season. How do you feel about the way the season went?
I think this season was a lot better than last year. Coming back from an injury, I felt very strong this season. And I would say I was stronger this year than probably my freshman year. There was some low points in the season where I didn't run my best, I would say. But the training really was good this year and prepared me.
All right. And what were some of the you feel the high points of the season? What were some of the high moments you felt?
I would say at the beginning of the season at our Pflugerville meet, which was like our second meet, I ran, that was probably my PR, and that was, I felt strong during it, and my training was really good, so I would say then.
All right, and how do you feel about the way you ran this weekend at the or at the regional meet?
That was probably my worst race of the season, I would say. My breathing was probably just off, but I would just say, yeah, that was probably my, not my best, but there's always next year, so.
How about the district meet? How do you feel about the way you ran there?
I was probably like 95. I do wish I would have gotten further up or past some girls to help out the team, but that would probably put in my medium range for this season.
And now that the cross country season is over for you, now what do you work on as you get ready for the track season?
Just train for a track and get prepared for it.
is it different training for track than it is for cross country, or is it pretty much the same?
It's pretty much the same. I would say we have a little bit faster workouts and like maybe shorter distances, but other than that, it's pretty much the same.
All right, Alexis, thanks for being with
us
tonight.
Thank you.
All right, and Meredith, welcome back to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
All right, great to have you here. And how do you feel about the way the season went?
It went pretty good as a team. This was probably one of our best years. I mean, we didn't move on past district, but our team was really good. I've had a lot of good meets this season, and just going really well.
All right, and talk about Coach said there were some high points, some low points. What were the high points? What do you think was one of your highest points?
Probably when we went to the Dallas area to run a meet. I mean, it wasn't my PR, but I felt the best at that meet, and like my mile splits when I was running it were probably the best there.
All right, and talk about the regional meet. How do you feel about the way that race went?
I was really happy with how I went because, like Coach Hall was saying, it was really close. There were 9 seconds between second and sixth place, so I was really happy. And most of the time, I end up getting out sprinted, but this time I didn't, so that was cool. And I was just really happy with fourth place. Not a bad finish.
And now you've got state coming up. Talk about that, getting ready for the state meet.
I don't know. It's just another race. You got to go out, run your hardest, do your best. It's all you can do every time, and just hope it goes your way.
And going into the when you get to the state meet, how do you temper the adrenaline and keep from getting too wound up? Because I know it's a state meet, and there's obviously there's the temptation to just get out there and just go as fast as you can because you're in the biggest meet of the year. But how do you kind of temper that with running your race?
It's honestly kind of less stressful for me because I ran at the state meet last year, and it's less stressful because at district and stuff, there's more pressure. Like, you have to do well to move on. But at state, it's just like you do your best, nothing, no pressure. You just go out there and run your race. And, I mean, sometimes you could take it out with the leaders, and it'll get kind of scary, but most of the time I I just run however fast I can, and they're faster than me, so they're just going to be way out in front, and just how it kind of works out.
All right, and what's your goal for state? What as far as time and where do you feel that you need to finish?
I would like to break 19 minutes because my PR right now is a 19.00, which kind of stinks. But I would also like to be in the top 15 at state this year because last year I got, I think, 32nd, which isn't bad because there are like 100-something girls there. But I want to be in the top 15 this year and hopefully go PR.
All right. When and where is state this year?
It is in 2 weeks in Round Rock.
All right, and as far as training for the next couple of weeks, do you feel you have to step anything up in training, or is it just going to be just business as usual?
Probably mostly business as usual. This week will just be normal. Like, we had a long run this morning, nothing out of the ordinary, and then next week we'll drop our mileage a little bit, rest some more for the state meet, and hopefully so we can perform better.
All right, Meredith, thanks for being here tonight.
Thanks for having me.
All right, and Coach, as you were saying, you're just losing one senior this year, talk about the teams. Like, kind of break down. Let's talk about some of the other runners in addition to Alexis and Meredith, who are some of the other runners that you felt had an outstanding year this year.
Okay, well, on the girls' team, you know, Natalie Bodie is our one and only senior, and this is her first year to run. She's never run cross country before, and so I was really glad that she came out and joined us this year, and she made a big impact. She brings a lot as far as leadership goes, but she had a lot of ability too, and she worked really hard. She really set an example for how to work hard and how to achieve everything that you're capable of achieving. And, we had Bailey Grunder, Caroline Schultz were in the top five for most of the year, and they're also juniors. And we had a freshman join us about mid-season out of basketball, Alana Stackhouse. And after she joined us, she was in the top five for most of the rest of the season. So she came out. She's got a lot of talent, but she came out late in the season. And I think she had done a little bit of junior high track, but she had never done cross-country before. So it was definitely new to her. And she just didn't have the training background as everyone else, but she did a great job when she came out. And then on the guys' side, you know, we have the bulk of our varsity team is made up of sophomores and juniors right now. Training-wise, Hunter Tomaszewski is a junior, and he did a great job in training this year. He worked really hard, and I think his mindset, he's kind of changed his mindset, matured a little bit to where he has decided, you know, he's going to work above his ability level every day. And because he did that, you started seeing big improvements in him. So, you know, he was definitely a leader in workouts this year. And we've got a lot of talent in that sophomore class as well. Misael Oliveras, he's a sophomore, and he was our top runner at the district meet. And for most of the season, he's definitely got a lot of talent. He's the only guy on the team that broke 17 this year for 5K. So he did really well as the season went on. Bryson Goley had a pretty solid season as well. He's also a sophomore. And Bryson was the individual winner of the Brenham Hellacious. We ran in the varsity Division II, and Bryson came out with the win in that. So that was a pretty big highlight for him this season. But some of the other guys we had, Justin Grafe and Ricardo Cruz, Jacob Gray, Carl Jelenic. Those are all guys that were there on varsity for us this year. And everybody's coming back. They're all sophomores and juniors that were varsity this year.
All right. And so now what are some of the things that you want these athletes to work on as the ones who are going to be on the track team? What are some of the things you feel they need to work on as you've got a couple of months now before the track season gets underway?
I think confidence and aggressiveness are two of the keys to get us to where we need to be. We know we've got the talent, and we know that we put in a lot of work, but I think the confidence factor is where we have to go next, because we have people that I assign them a workout, and as the workout goes on, they start to see that I'm really not that crazy after all. They're capable of doing it. But when they hear it, they get intimidated by it. And I think some of that's just kind of the age that they're at and the lack of experience. But I've been doing this for a while, and I have a pretty good idea what kids are capable of. And I think it's just going to get to that. We got to get to that point where they always trust that, and whether it's in a race or in practice, that they just go out and take those risks and do it.
All right. And so, again, we do want to wish Meredith the best of luck at the state meet. And, again, make sure that everybody's ready when the track season comes around to see the other familiar names out on the track.
Right. We're looking forward to state, and then we'll, after that, we'll regroup and we'll start getting ready for a great track season.
All right. Coach, appreciate you being with us here tonight. Alexis, Meredith, thanks an awful lot for coming in tonight.
Thanks for having us.
All right. This has been the Brenham Sportsline talking cross country with members of the Cubette cross country team and Coach Trent Hall. When we come back, we'll kill just a couple of minutes before we get ready for the Burton Lady Panther volleyball team coming in here on the Brenham Sportsline.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud,
this is the Brenham Sportsline, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. Again, I want to thank Coach Trenton Hall along with Meredith Clayton and Alexis Sankoviak for joining us here on the Sportsline tonight. And again, the state meet coming up in 2 weeks for Meredith. And, of course, we are also going to be covering a little bit of volleyball coming up here in just a few minutes. The Burton Lady Panther volleyball team going to be in studio with us here on KWHI. And also do want to remind everybody coming up Friday night, it's Brenham Cub football. The Brenham Cubs battling the Magnolia Bulldogs for the district championship. And we'll have that for you 7 o'clock pregame with yours truly and Tommy Lange. And 7:30 kickoff. Coach Van Hook couldn't be out of town. He's going to be tending to a little bit of business. His bosses with the Cleveland Indians, they want him there in Cleveland as hopefully the Indians win the World Series tomorrow night. And, of course, he's going to be out of town through the week. So Tommy Lange will be joining me Friday night for Brenham Cub football against Magnolia here on KWHI and KWHI.com. Also a reminder that the Houston Texans have the weekend off. Texans will be taking a bit of a break this week and then back in action in 2 weeks. Yesterday, a win over Detroit. Wasn't really pretty, but it was a win. There is no such thing as an ugly win. A win is a win. And then also don't forget the Aggies coming off a non-conference game with New Mexico State this past Saturday. The Aggies will be back in action on Saturday morning, early morning kickoff. 10 o'clock pregame, 11 o'clock kickoff, the Aggies at Mississippi State on KWHI here Saturday morning. Again, we want to remind you, Coach Katie Cloud, members of the Burton Lady Panthers, coming up second half of the program. And don't forget, kids, the KWHI Halloween party is coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. giving away a ton of cool stuff, giving away a flat screen TV, a bicycle, and all kinds of really great prizes. Of course, my personal favorite is the Whataburger for a year. You can't beat that. Whataburger for a year, folks. That's number one on my list. But giving away a whole bunch of cool stuff coming up on the Halloween party here on KWHI. So when we come back, it'll be Burton Lady Panther Volleyball here on the Brenham Sports Line on KWHI here in Brenham.
Experts and counterintelligence agents are looking through an ex-congressman's laptop through hundreds of thousands of emails to see if any relate to the old Hillary Clinton case. Though there's no word of anything relevant's been found, and the FBI months ago found no evidence of criminal intent, Donald Trump in Warren, Michigan is calling it the biggest scandal since Watergate.
How can Hillary manage this country when she can't even manage her email?
In Kent, Ohio, Clinton declared there is no case and brought up Russian meddling in the election and Trump's relationship with Russian President Putin, which he denied in the debates, but a few years ago in video now online boasted about.
Donald Trump should immediately disclose all of his ties and connections to the Kremlin and its associates.
Americans have more money to spend and are spending it. New economic data for the third quarter says that people bought cars, smartphones, and other durable goods last month. Diane Swank, economist with DS Economics.
Halloween is now the second largest holiday of the year next to Christmas, and hopefully that momentum will continue regardless of who gets elected on November 8th.
Racial discrimination by Uber and Lyft, a study finding that black customers had to wait longer for rides or had their reservations canceled. More progress reported in Iraq, where its military officials say that Iraqi troops have taken control of the last village to the east of Mosul, the second largest city in Iraq, controlled by ISIS. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook.
We have seen reports from Iraqi forces that they are in some places less than a kilometer from Mosul itself. While distance is not the best measure of the fight ahead and the coalition is prepared for difficult fighting ahead, there is no question that counter-ISIL forces continue to have the momentum in this fight.
There's a big jump in the number of children, including toddlers, hospitalized for opioid poisoning in the U.S. That from the Yale School of Medicine, which recommends that they be locked up. This is ABC News.
Have you ever suffered injustice by negative content or comments on the web that are damaging your personal or professional reputation? Lost a business or job opportunity because of the tremendous embarrassment of the hurtful pictures, videos, legal documents, negative and unfavorable comments? The internet is not a safe place. It happens a lot, and it's not fair. Let ReputationManagementConsultants.com help protect your good name and privacy. Call for a free expert reputation analysis. 800-818-9700. 800-818-9700. It's easy to get rid of the unfair attacks with our system used by top executives, business owners, and individuals all over the world. You can protect yourself now. Visit ReputationManagementConsultants.com. Call 800-818-9700. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. So call now for a complimentary reputation analysis. 800-818-9700. That's 800-818-9700. Or visit ReputationManagementConsultants.com.
What kind of effect is the email story having on the election? ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Jonathan Carl.
It's clearly had an impact. You can tell it by the nervousness of the Clinton team, the aggressiveness with which they are responding. But she not only has an enduring national lead in the national polls, she also has a lead in the electoral battlegrounds. Trump needs to win a series of states where he has consistently been behind. He also needs to win states that have been closer but are still tough. The idea that he can win all of those is a very steep climb, even with this news.
ABC's Jim Ryan in the Detroit suburbs.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine was just in Metro Detroit over the weekend talking with labor leaders. Dr. Ben Carson was in East Lansing at a tailgate before the Michigan State-Michigan game. Even Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson has been stumping in this state. Today, Donald Trump has two Michigan rallies, all of it an indication of the importance the two parties are placing on the Great Lakes region.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Ed Ponthel with the KWHI local news update. A Grimes County man dead following a traffic accident south of Navasota Monday morning. Around 9:20, a Saturn collided with a Ford F-350 pickup at the intersection of Highway 6 and FM 2 outside of Navasota. The driver of the Saturn, 21-year-old Paul William Beach of Plantersville, pronounced dead at the scene. DPS said they worked a slew of accidents across the Brazos Valley Monday morning due to the thick fog. Routine traffic stop Friday by Fayette County authorities ended in the seizure of 10 kilos of meth with a street value of about $1 million. 2 o'clock Friday afternoon, the Fayette County Sheriff's Office Narcotics Canine Unit conducted the traffic stop at I-10 at the 658 mile marker. Authorities say the driver and passenger gave consent to search the vehicle, where they discovered 23 pounds of meth hidden inside two fire extinguishers. 24-year-old Vidal Rodriguez and 23-year-old David Sanchez, both arrested for felony possession of a controlled substance. Early voting in Washington County saw 912 voters cast ballots Saturday and Sunday. County Clerk Beth Rothermill says that the 569 voters cast their ballots on Saturday, 343 cast their ballots on Sunday, averaging 100 voters per hour going through the doors of the courthouse annex. Early voting will continue through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. each weekday at the courthouse annex. And Washington County Commissioner's Court will discuss grants to help pay for flood damage from the storms last spring when they meet Tuesday at the Washington County Courthouse in Brno. The forecast calling for partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 63 and then a 60% chance of rain on Tuesday with a high of 85. I'm Ed Pothel for KWHI, where the news comes first.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. We'll have guests informing you about upcoming events and answering your questions. If you have an event that you're planning or would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Welcome back to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. And again, want to thank Coach Trenton Hall, as well as Meredith Clayton and Alexis Ankoviak for joining us in the first half of the program. And now let's move on. The Brenham Sports Line brought to you each and every Monday night by the good folks at Classic Care Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham. Make sure you look great in everything they do. And by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing. And now we move on as we're going to talk now Burton Lady Panther Volleyball as they're getting ready for the playoffs to start tomorrow night right here on KWHI. And with us is Coach Katie Cloud of the Lady Panthers. And Coach, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having us.
All right, great to have you here. And first of all, you guys are in the playoffs, and now this is the start of the third season. You start all over again. Everybody's 0-0 as of tonight.
Correct.
And you're taking on Ganado. Let's talk about the Lady Panthers and how you feel about the way your team's playing now as you guys get ready for the postseason.
They've played outstanding. We have progressed every single game, done better every single game, which has done wonders for our confidence as well as our abilities. The girls have just gotten better each time, and it's been amazing to see, and they're a joy to watch.
What are some of the things that have impressed you most about the team this season, especially as you've gotten closer and closer towards the playoffs?
The camaraderie. All the girls play as a team. They move as a team. And that has been very impressive. Another thing is just learning from each game. Each girl has, like I said before, progressed each game and learned each game. And they continue to do so. And watching that has just been outstanding.
And as far as I know that in the non-district, before you guys even got the district, you played what could be considered a killer schedule. You played some of the toughest teams in the region, in the area, and some teams you played up levels. You played some 3A, 4A, some 5As. Talk about how that prepared you for the district schedule.
Well, seeing those hitters has taught our back row how to respond to a strong hitting team, a strong offensive team. Playing those back row, the other team's back row, has taught the hitters how to continue to hit, where to hit, how to move, how to be smart, how to read the back row when they're going up to hit, how they should see the block shift. They see fierce competition in the beginning so that when we get to the end, they are not surprised. They know what to expect from teams. They know how to respond to teams who will return first, second, third hits, and how to keep playing and keep working hard despite what comes back over the net. And they've done a great job of that.
And as you take a look at the region, what are some of the things that you're going to have to see out of your team to be successful and get out of this region and get to state?
Strength. Just strength. They've got the ability. Strength and confidence. And I've always said that any team can beat any other team on any given day. And so these girls are going to have to be perfect throughout the postseason. And, you know, the funny thing is they can achieve perfection. They have done a great job this season, and especially Friday night, striving to be perfect. And that's all I can – it's a lot to ask for, but these girls really do rise to that expectation.
All right. And talk a little bit about your team. Talk about the members of your team. And let's start up front, talk about, your squad and who the players are that are making up this year's squad.
Sure. Well, let's start with the freshmen. I've got Alex. She is a setter and a right side hitter. I've got Kendall, who starts out middle blocker, plays back row, a great asset to the team. Strong, confident. Everything I could hope for in a freshman. I've just moved up Cheyenne. She was on JV. She is a middle blocker. She's a hitter, and she does really good. Sophomores, my lone sophomore, Sydney Smith. She is a right side hitter, and she just is a joy to have on the team. Juniors, I've got several of those. I've got Mackenzie Wilkie, back row player. Great back row player. Amy Teufel, libero. She's done an outstanding job, worked hard this year. Maddie Lyles, also back row. Emily Harmel, outside hitter, and done an outstanding job there as well. Holly Baker, setter, leader on the court, touches the ball every time. Hustles, works very, very hard. And then I've got my four seniors, and it's Belen and Moniz, who work hard on the right side, put up an outstanding block. Great leaders, really going to miss them next year. Allie, who's middle blocker, she's another captain. She does an outstanding job as well. We were missing her in the beginning of the season, but when she came back, it was like a puzzle piece was missing in this team, and she really filled it for us. And then Blair Smith, outside hitter, outstanding leader, outstanding hitter. I can't say enough about every girl that touches the court. There is depth on my bench and on the court as well. And each girl adds to the value of this team, and each girl is so important to the team. And they do a great job, and these four seniors especially, just do an outstanding job leading the team, keeping the team together, and being positive role models for every girl. They've done a great job.
All right, and and this group of seniors, of course, have been part of the program for 4 years. And talk about their growth, because you've been able to watch them each step of the way and watch them mature as athletes and as competitors.
Yeah. I get a little emotional talking about these seniors. They are outstanding girls on and off the court. it's hard to express just how grateful I am to them and how amazing they have been all 4 years, and a lot of them 5 years that I've had them. They are amazing volleyball players. I've had, you know, everybody tell me how great they are on and off the court, and they're right. Academically and athletically, these girls work so hard, and they are so good at everything they do. And it's very rare to find that. And I'm very proud of these girls. They've done an outstanding job.
All right, and we are going to talk with your seniors here in just a minute. We're going to take a real quick break, hear from our sponsors, and then when we come back, we are going to talk with members of the Burton Lady Panther volleyball team after these words from our sports line sponsors.
A Budweiser. America. And Florida Georgia Line.
Budweiser's putting America right on the front of their label this summer. And that's a pretty powerful thing. America in my hands is knowing what I want and getting after it. All we ever wanted to do was play music, so we went for it.
America isn't just chasing your dreams, it's doing whatever it takes to make your dreams come true.
That's right. I still remember our first big show. Budweiser's in the air and hearing the crowd sing our song. Still gives me goosebumps.
There's nothing like it. That's when it really feels like America is in my hand.
And when I'm holding a nice cold Budweiser that says America on the front.
That too. Cheers.
This Bud's for you.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mike Hawkins Distributing is your regional Budweiser distributor.
And welcome back to the Burnham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. And we are talking Burton Lady Panther volleyball here on KWHI. And in studio with us is Coach Katie Cloud and members of the Burton Lady Panthers. And Coach, you brought your seniors with you tonight. And tell us who we've got here in studio.
Sure. Belen Miranda. She's number 5. I don't do stats, so I'm not real good at their numbers, but I do know their names. Allie Rosenbaum, number 14. Niecy, I call her Niecy, Monice Patterson. She's number 2. I don't know why I wanted to say another number. And Blair Smith, number 7.
All right, and well, let's start. Let's go from my right to left. We'll start with Belen over there, who's trying to hide over in the corner. And first of all, Belen, how excited are you about getting ready for the playoffs to start tomorrow night?
I'm really excited. First of all, we've worked from first day in August, and that was the toughest time that we've had. As seniors, we were used to it because we've been doing this every single year up to this point. And we're just becoming better and better, and it's finally going to pay off when we get to playoffs because it'll truly show how well we work as a team and how hard we have worked for such a long time and to ultimately prove that Burton has a great athletic program for volleyball.
And what are some of the things that you guys feel you have to do over these next couple of weeks to get to the ultimate prize, and that's to the state tournament?
Like Coach Claude said, we have the ability, the skills to accomplish anything that we can out on that court. All we have to do is basically work as a team thoroughly. We have to be there, support each other every single play. We have to be strong in order to keep our players intact and just make sure that they are having a heart or like having fun while also working hard.
All right, and what's the most fun you've had this year? What's been the best part of this for you?
I don't really know. Everything is really fun to me. Some practices will be a little bit goofy, and Coach will like yell at us. But the other day, actually, I will say this because it's the most recent. They were going over some play or something, and a ball was rolling on the court. And so it was like really close to this girl's foot. So I saw it from like 20 feet away. I was on the other side of the court. So I sprint and I grabbed the ball and covered my body with the ball and slid under the net. And it luckily didn't get the girl before she fell backwards. So they just saw this girl just slide across under the net, like out of nowhere. And it was really funny. I don't know why I did that, but I just had to.
All right. Again, playoffs start tomorrow night. Obviously, you got to be excited, but I would imagine confident because you guys have been here before, been there, done that, right?
Yes, definitely. Also, it'll be emotional every game that we will have because I am sure that we will get farther than this, and it's just bittersweet because not only will these be our last games, it'll be the last ones that we'll ever have for Burton High School.
All right, Belen, thanks for being with us tonight. All right, and Allie is next up, and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right, and how excited are you about getting the playoffs underway?
I'm extremely excited. I'm ready to, like Belen said, ever since the first day of August, we've been working so hard, and I'm so ready to just, like, work towards our goal and keep going to state and just let our hard work pay off and continue to strive for better in each and every game that we go through.
And what were some of the things that most impressed you about the season as you guys kind of got better and better as the season went along?
The most impressive thing, I think, is watching the younger girls and how they learned from each and every game, not only games but also practices. Like, we would tell them as seniors, we would tell them little things to work on, and you would see them gradually, like, fixing their mistakes and getting better at, like, what their weaknesses to make all of us stronger.
And what are some of the things that you feel that you guys are going to have to do over these next couple of weeks?
I think that we are going to have our head on straight, and like Coach Cobb said, we're going to have to be perfect. We can't have the games where someone's off. None of us can have an off day. We all need to be on and ready to come play physically and mentally and all work towards that goal that we all have.
And same thing I asked Belen, what's been the most fun part about this season? What are some of the most fun things that you remember about this year?
I think the most fun thing would probably be the bus rides. I really enjoy singing along. We have a radio that we play and just enjoying these last moments with these girls. And at the time, we're not, like, realizing that these are our last moments with them. But afterwards, it's like, wow, like, after this, like, this is all we have. This is our last time to a few times to ride the bus and just talk and enjoy the memories that we're making.
All right, Allie, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right, and next up is Monice, and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right, great to have you here. And first of all, what's been the most fun for you? What have you had the most fun doing this year?
Well, the fun that we have in practice, we laugh, and sometimes we get serious. Sometimes we, like, giggle a lot, but it's be a fun practice we have, though.
And as far as now getting the playoffs underway tomorrow night, how excited are you about that?
Oh, I'm so excited for the playoff tomorrow. And of course,
what are some of the things that you feel you guys have got to do over these tomorrow night and then every round of the playoffs to keep going?
Well, we have to work hard and tribute, and like Coach said, we have to earn our points like every year, and every day she said earn our points, so we have to earn our points and go out there and get it.
All right, and now playing playing in a town the size of Burton, the home games are big events. You got a big crowd, and of course tomorrow night expecting a big crowd to follow you guys to Flatonia. Mm-hmm. What's it like when the crowd gets going, the whole town is out there, and the whole community is just getting crazy when you guys are going good?
It's amazing. Like, our fans, like, they get a lot, like, they excited for us going to playoff and everything, so I like that. And our fans, like, be cheering us on and all that. And so teammates like that to cheer us on.
All right. And, of course, the community's all out there. And how about the football players? Football players come out and give you guys some help?
Sometimes. Yeah. But we attribute, like, we let them motivate us to play hard and play for the football boys, too.
All right. And how excited are you going to be tomorrow night when the playoffs get started?
I'm going to be hyped up. We're going to be ready to go.
All right. Thanks for being here, guys.
You're welcome.
All right. And next up is Blair. And welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And talk about this season, the district perfect district schedule going into the playoffs. How excited are you now?
I'm very excited. It's bittersweet. It's the last start of the playoffs. But I know that the team, like you said, outstanding district record. So I think that built a lot of confidence for our team, and that helped us a lot. So once we get to playoffs, we'll know what we have to do to get through each game.
And you played an extremely tough pre-district schedule. Teams 3, 4, 5 times the size of Burton. What was it like playing those teams as far as getting you ready for what you were going to face?
It was hard. It was definitely a challenge for us. But now we know what we're going to face in the playoffs. And we know how to react to teams that have big hitters and have an outstanding defense that don't let things hit the floor. So I think the team is ready for those teams we'll face in playoffs.
And as you go into the playoffs, of course, you know, there are the rankings that come out every week, and people talk about the rankings. But, of course, there is a playoff, so the rankings don't count unless you're number one at the end of the season. But
right.
You've been ranked very high, and so that kind of puts a target on your back. What's that going to be like, knowing that you're going to see everybody's best game?
I think that we can't let the fact that our rank is high get to our heads. We still have to play like we're the worst team, and we got to play like it's, because it's do or die now. And I think every girl on the team knows that. And since we have a target on our back, everybody is going to play hard against us, and everybody else knows it's do or die. So we have to play our best game every game, and we have to improve every game along the way.
All right. And same question that I asked everybody else. So what's been the most fun? What's the most fun part about this whole year?
I think that seeing the team succeed as much as we have has been amazing. I love seeing the team. We progress every game, and I think that's an outstanding quality of a team. And it's brings joy to me because it is my senior year, and it's sad, but I'm happy that this is the team I get to end with.
All right, Blair, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right, and Coach, and as we mentioned, you mentioned, of course, how special this group of seniors is. And as you listen to them talk about the season, talk about their goals and what's needed over these next couple of weeks, what goes through your mind when you listen to your players talk?
Well, the excitement. They are so excited about playoffs and so ready. And that makes me as a coach so excited and so ready for them. And I am. This playoff season, I am extremely excited. And I find myself, giddy. I mean, that's the only word I can really think of. I'm ready for tomorrow. And that's the only thing that's going through my mind right now is volleyball. And, my poor husband, that's all he hears all the time is, we're playing this team and da 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 da. He's like, well, what about the dishes? well, let's wait till November and then they'll get done. But the excitement, the sheer excitement that goes through them, I'm so excited for them and I'm so ready for them to see just the success that they're going to achieve because they are ready and they understand that they have to work for every point. I love that Niecy pointed that out as well. They understand that it's not, you've got to work 25 points out of a game. You can't just expect 25 points or 10 points out of every team. You know, we're in the playoffs now and you got to earn those points. And this team works so hard and they're ready to earn those points.
All right. And again, we want to remind everybody it gets underway tomorrow night, 6:30. In Flatonia against mm-hmm. Ganado, and that's step one of the process, and looking forward to it, and we'll be there broadcasting live here on KDBHI. So if you can't make it, you can listen to it on KDBHI and KDBHI.com. But we want everybody that can be there to be there, because one thing that I have learned over the years watching volleyball is probably more than a lot of other sports, it the players feed off the crowd.
Definitely. We want as many people there and as loud as possible yelling, cheering our girls on because they feed off that excitement.
All right. Coach, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right, and I want to thank the members of the Lady Panthers for being here with us here on the Brenham Sports Line. And, guys, we will see you all tomorrow night in Flatonia, and get ready to whoop up on Ganado, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
And we want to remind you again, we'll be on the air at 6:10 tomorrow night right here on KWHI and KWHI.com. We'll be back to wrap things up here on the Sports Line right after these messages.
In 1836, Texas became its own nation with 23 local counties. Well, we are now 254 strong. Because as our state has grown in population, one thing that remains is the need for local government. With locally elected officials like your judge and sheriff, who best know the needs of the people they serve. From running courts to running elections, from building roads to building communities, and much more. Learn more about your county at TexasCountiesDeliver.org. Sponsored by Texas Association of Counties.
You've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. Want to Coach Katie Cloud, the members of the Burton Lady Panthers, for joining us, as well as we get ready for the big playoff. Want to thank Belin and Allie, as well as Monice and Blair for joining us tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. Again, if you missed it, you can hear it on our website, KWHI.com. We'll load it up tomorrow morning on our podcasts, and also you'll be able to watch the video which we recorded live on our Facebook page, KWHI on Facebook. So that is the story. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again next week, same bat time, same bat channel on the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude here on KWHI.